This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The suspect in the fire attack in Boulder now faces 118 criminal charges. CPR's Haley May.
Mohamed Soleiman will face a range of charges, including attempted murder, assault, use of an incendiary device, and animal cruelty, among others, for his role in the firebombing attack on the Pearl Street Mall. The attack injured 15 people, as well as a dog. Boulder County DA Michael Doherty was asked about the suspect's immigration status.
I am absolutely committed to making sure the defendant's fully prosecuted. So obviously, making sure he remains in the country is a top priority.
Soleiman will be back in court for a preliminary hearing in July. I'm Haley May, CPR News.
Colorado Utilities warn that the Republicans' budget plan could increase household energy bills. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett organized a roundtable about the legislation last week. For about an hour, executives with Xcel Energy and local power cooperatives told them their main concern. The bill would scrap key tax credits, incentives they're counting on to rapidly build wind and solar. Bennett says that'll lead to higher energy bills for families already struggling to make ends meet.
Because they're going to see a rise in cost of energy at the last moment that they need it.
The U.S. House already approved the bill. Bennett hopes concerns about energy costs could lead some of his Republican Senate colleagues to preserve federal support for low-carbon energy. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The mayor of Colorado Springs is out of the hospital. Mayor Yemi Mobolade is recovering from pneumonia. He checked into the Springs Memorial Central Hospital on Tuesday. This is CPR News.